continuing with the Elysium. As children, happy are the days of little children, and in the hours of childish life, their feet doth dance the hours away. And yet there cometh a time when they must put aside these things, and she of womanly form and face now dons the bridal veil, while he stands by in proud and manly grace. So it is with every man, that while he is born of the flesh, and as a small child, and he passeth through all of the things of mankind, yet he must return to the purity of his childish form, ere he enters the kingdom of heaven. The hilltop. We have come to the place upon the hill where earth meeteth the sky and is wedded into one of the glorious sunset. And even in the sunset, ere it fadeth in the night, mid the stars that burst forth in their brilliant glory, and the moon must wax high in the heavens, so that we too cometh unto the place of fulfillment, and in the glory and radiance of the stars, and of many lights of the night, comes the promise of a newborn day, a day of many days in which each is found a fulfillment of all realization. The traveler. And I came upon the man who sitteth by the wayside, and I asked him, Why sittest thee there? And he answered thusly, Verily, these many long years I seek my brother, yet I know not the hour when he passeth. And so I marveled much, for the roads were many, so his brother could pass by many roads, and cometh upon him not. Thus it is with ye, that ye may not sit idly by this pathway of life. For in expecting thy brother, who is all thy desires, thou seest not the true path of life, nor whence the way to passeth over. The seeker. Let it be said that I cometh not unto the place that I can say that this is so or that it is not. For surely as I cometh upon such a place, it will be less than the laughter of the jackal who stalks the desert sands. For in such a place I will find not the pure waters of the spirit. Neither groweth there the corn which maketh the bread of life. Mm-hmm. Spirit. To those who knoweth not of the Spirit, and only the things of the flesh. For I would have ye know, the flesh springeth forth from the earth, and to the earth it must returneth. Verily, even so, it doeth this unto the Spirit. And so, if thou knowest not that of the Spirit, thou must returneth to the earth. For surely doth the Spirit reside in the place which is not of the flesh. For it is the flesh that corrupteth thee, and maketh thee weak from the Spirit. Unchained, bound am I not with chains of mortal flesh, nor doth the fetters thereof cut the flesh. Neither doth my heart bleed within me, and crieth for the freedom of the soul. For surely as I knoweth of the Spirit, and in the wholeness thereof, and it bindeth me not, nor cutteth the flesh, neither doth the Spirit bleed. For there is within all these things of the Spirit only that which is complete unto itself. And in such completeness do I find immortal joyousness. The place. Come not to the place where ye can say that I am this or that, nor shall I doeth much, and mighty are the deeds of my doing. For surely as thou seekest this place, thou shalt findeth it not, but only the emptiness thereof. Neither shalt thou hear the voices sing thy praises, nor wilt the maidens cast down flowers at thy feet. For all these things are less than the blowing of the winds upon this desert sand, and the smallness of one small grain of sand. But come ye unto the place where the eye seeth all, and the ear heareth all, and thy nostrils drink of the sweetness of the breath of heaven. As thou seest and hearest, so it will be that thou wilt find the completeness of all creation, and all things shall be added unto thee. Cooper. And again it is like the cooper who maketh the cast, and while he fitteth the staves tightly, he bindeth them about with iron bands, yet surely he must plunge the cast into the nearby stream, for if it has not absorbed of the water, then surely it cannot hold the wine. And so it is unto thee, that while God hath made thee in his likeness, and all things of the Spirit may be added unto ye, yet none may hold the wine of immortality until he has absorbed the waters of life. And so, of each day, and the experience thereof, is but the hour of that absorption. For surely, all of these things are but the waters of life, in which thou art made whole. Seek ye within, seek ye not within the eye of man, whom doth but passeth by. Neither look within this house, nor seek ye in his storehouse. Heedeth not his word of tongue, nor canst thou find with passing act, or one so fraught with fear. For each and every one betokes the thing within himself. For while it may that ye are seeking thus, and from these others findeth not, there should come to you this thing, and that it cometh not. Nor can it be that thou wilt see the day that this shall be, for only when thou seekest there within thyself, that this shall be the fountain of thy life. And there, within the pureness of its waters, find thy peace. Shepherds. There is a shepherd who, in the lateness of the afternoon, doth bloweth upon his horn, that he might gather about him his sheep, and even so, there is one who is furthest away, who heedeth not the sound of the horn, nor careth not that he may partake of more of the grasses. And so there cometh upon him the wolves of the night, and he is destroyed. Verily, so ye may heed, and ye may listen, and ye may watch. For thou knowest not the lateness of the afternoon, for whence the hour cometh, when the shepherd bloweth upon the horn, neither that ye should partake of the lustful desires, ere ye too shall be destroyed by the wolves of thine own lusts. Life. Consider ye that as ye sow the seeds of life, that ye cast not down tares, neither shall ye be late with the harvest, lest the fowls of the air fall upon it, and the thief in the night, who passeth by the door, shall make way with it. But gather ye also the fruits of the harvest of this earthly life, each in their proper place and proper time, that they may be stored away against the time of the winter. And so it is of the fruits of spirit. For while they may not be of the field or vineyard, and groweth only in the mind and heart, yet truly I say unto ye, but they must be cherished against the fowls of the air, and the thief who passeth in the night, so that they also may be stored away in our storehouse in heaven. Initiation. And when thy hour has struck, thou must come into the place of the Most High. Then therefore let us remove our sandals, and with them their earthly taint, that it be that our outer garments are washed and whitened, so their purity may shine about us. Let it be that our heads have been anointed with the oil of this Most High presence. So there cometh from within us naught save things of the Spirit, and our hearts are lifted and joyous forever. Merchant. Then there was one who was the merchant, and he had many ships which sailed unto the further seas. Thus ever did they return, bringing untold treasures of linens and silks and costly jewels. And there were spices and myrrh and amber. And so the merchant grew rich and filled his storehouse to overflowing. Yet the more of these things he did possess, ever he seeketh more. So the winds blew not fast enough to bring his ships to port. Behold, there cometh a day of the great storm, and all his ships were swallowed up in the sea. Yea, and thieves plundered his storehouse. So he had none of these things. Verily did he cry out, and the days knew not the ending of his despair. And so there cometh a time to him when he must wander up and down the land, searching in the darkened windows where none were friends, or when he must flee the storm or fear the growling beast. For while it was that he did gather unto himself the things of earthly treasure and desire, he heedeth not the time nor place whence all of these things must pass from him. And so within the darkened dungeon of his heart he lives until his soul must seek him out. A crouching, fearful thing that knoweth not the kingdom of God's love. The Spinner. And there is the woman who spins and holds within her hand the distaff and draws from the wool beside her the thread for the loom, so this can become the warp and the woof of the cloth, wherein it is woven either loosely or closely, and even as it is woven closely, that it may better repel the gusty winds and rains which descend upon it. But ere the thread can be drawn from the wool, it must be plucked from the sheep, and it must be cleansed and purified and combed much. And from it are taken the burrs of the field. Verily, so it is with each one of us. From whence cometh our spiritual cloak, which shieldeth us from the carnal lusts and desires of this world? And we must needs pluck within ourselves the wool of our lives, and this shall be cleansed and purified from our lusts and desires. And we must needs remove the clinging burrs of our selfishness. Only when this is done can we draw from it the thread of our life, which will become the cloak of our spiritual consciousness.